When you're out holiday shopping over the next couple of months, you might check and see if the store where you're buying still plans to be around to take returns. Some retailers open temporary stores so they can cash in on holiday sales but not get stuck in long-term leases. This year, there may be more pop-up stores than ever before. For member station WNYC, Lisa Chow reports.
It seemed like the perfect location for a retailer in New York, within blocks of the Empire State Building, Macy's flagship store, and the busy transit hub of Penn Station. KB Toys used to occupy the space here, but filed for bankruptcy last year. This year, Toys R Us has opened a temporary store in the same location. It's one of the 80 pop-up stores the retailer is opening now till Christmas across the country. Standing in front of the store, shopper Winsome Samuels says the retailer is smart to take over the space, even if it's only for 4 months.
To me, it's just a matter of convenience for the consumer and also to increase sales for the merchant.
It does seem like a perfect strategy to boost sales this year. Open in all kinds of new locations, right when people are looking to buy gifts. Yet it's not a strategy without risks. Retailers have to spend money up front to find a site, rent it, renovate it, stock the shelves, and staff the stores.
We're business people, and we're making an investment.
Gerald Storch is CEO of Toys R Us.
We have pretty good financial models of what we have to do in order for it to work. We have about 10 of these stores open already, and we're beating our expectations there. So we feel very good about the financial equation. But at the end of the day, that's what we do. We take risks to get returns.
The concept of the pop-up store isn't new, but commercial real estate brokers say they're getting hit with a lot more requests this year from big-name retailers. In addition to Toys R Us, Gucci, The Gap, and others are interested in signing anything from 2-week to 4-month leases during the holiday season. Gene Spiegelman is a broker with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says before, retailers would pay to open pop-up stores, just as they might pay for a billboard on a highway or an ad in a magazine. It was pure marketing. Today, he says retailers are more interested in capitalizing on lower rents in a falling real estate market and making money now.
It's very much like the guys who come and sell Christmas trees, you know, right after Thanksgiving, right to Christmas, on any street corner in New York. Same concept, except they're standing in the rain.
A concept that also appeals to smaller niche retailers in this economy. Amy Schrader opened her first pop-up this fall in the popular Soho shopping district in downtown Manhattan. She works for Terra Plana, a shoe retailer that bills itself as eco-friendly. The space is pretty bare bones, with simple shelves, white walls, and shoe boxes in plain view. She says she makes sure to tell customers this is a temporary location.
We definitely don't want our customers to think that we went out of business in 3 months.
And by stressing temporary, Schrader hopes she can compel shoppers to buy now instead of waiting or never buying.
It's also a good learning experience for us as far as understanding needs within neighborhoods in New York City.
And that's another advantage to the pop-up. It gives retailers a chance to test products in local and regional markets. Schrader and the CEO of Toys R Us both say they're willing to stay permanently in a location. If the numbers are right, for Terra Plana, they weren't. Its temporary store closes in a week. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.